بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون وقال تبارك وتعالى الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمنون كرجل واحد أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Listen dear brothers, as you all aware right now the ummah is going to a very trying and difficult time. In the life of a believer, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ That how marvelous, how amazing is the affair of a believer. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ When it comes to a believer, a person who has firm faith, iman, yaqeen, tawakkul, trust upon Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the creator of everything. The creator, the Rabb. No one is a landlord. The Lord of the land is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whether it be Rabbul Bayt, may Allah be the Rabb of the Ka'batullah, the Rabb of Madinatul Munawwara, and the Rabb of Aqsa also, and the Rabb of Gaza also. The land belongs to Allah. Final decision belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. No insan, no makhluk, no creation can flex his muscle in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given insan time. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ Allah says, give them a respite. But our plot, our scheming is absolutely strong, absolute. There's no way out when our plan will come to play. Allah has His plan. What's the plan of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in regards to the Muslim Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah always took Qurbani sacrifice from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, and Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. But the life of a believer, the matter, the issue, of a believer in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is marvelous. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, is any difficulties afflict him, sabara. He will make sabr. He's patient in the command of Allah. Whatever the affair, decision from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is absolutely, he's resilient, he's resolute. He wishes that Allah Ta'ala's wish is right now, this is the wish of Allah, I am happy with it. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ He hands his matter over to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ In the dead of the night, after salah, between adhan and iqamah and du'as are accepted, then he raises his hands and he whispers into the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There's no need to shout and to scream. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is not deaf. Allah can hear the du'a of a person. When a person goes very silently and quietly into sajda and he whispers the du'a, the dua echoes in the skies. And those that will shout on the streets, will not echo into the arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It will echo into the governments, into the parliaments. They are also makhluk. They are also controlled by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The makhluk also control the makhluk. They say that the hearts of the kings are between the two fingers of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How Allah wants to change it, Allah will change it. It's for the believing ummah now to make the ta'alluq and to make the connection to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. 21 days already of siege upon our Muslim brothers in that part of the world. Ardul Anbiya. This is the land of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, which Allah had chosen for Isra and Mi'raj. On the night of Mi'raj, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was awakened in the house of Ummahani radiallahu ta'ala anha, the destination was Al-Quds. Destination on earth was Al-Quds. What is happening there? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not told what was to transpire. En route, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made few stops on the Buraq. When Buraq was brought, Ahlul Sirah and those of the Sirah and the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought the Buraq, that the Buraq was frisky, it was playing a bit, it was playful. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to Barak, do you know tonight who's going to ride you? He says, Khatamun Nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Tonight is your final voyage. The night you've been waiting for. Destination, Masjid al-Aqsa. Few stops in between, Yathrib, Medina Munawwara, O Nabi of Allah, now disembark, 2 rakat salah in this valley, this will be the place of your hijrah. Next stop, Turi Sina. Ulama say, Turi Sina, Musa alayhi salatu salam got wahi and got revelation and nubuwat in Turi Sina. Some ulama say, Turi Sina in Gaza. O Nabi of Allah, descend also here, 2 rakat salah, this will be the place of nubuwat of Musa alayhi salatu salam, where he got nubuwat already. And then to Al-Quds. Allah chose that land as a qibla of all anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And we hear about the rock, the dome of the rock. It's actually the rock, some ulama say, it came from Jannah, like Hajarul Aswad. Every Nabi of Allah's heart was attached to that place. To go there, to perform salah, to make muraqabah, to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah chose that land for the imamat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will happen in that land? Ulama say, this is a barometer, this is a thermometer of the ummah. When the ummah will come towards the deen, then from there Allah will show the ummah that conditions are good in the ummah, conditions will be good in Aqsa also. When the ummah will go away from the commands of Allah, then those people will be tested and tried. That is a thermometer of the ummah. For the ummah to know that how far we are, or how close we are to the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And now more at this time for the ummah to come back to the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. 21 days already of siege. If the hearts aren't moved from the reports we are hearing, we ask ourselves, do we have that iman and brotherhood in which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Al-mu'minuna ka rajulin wahid. The entire ummah, the believers are like one body, like one man. In ishtaka aynuhu, ishtaka kullu. That if the eye is paining, the entire body pains. If the head pains, the entire body pains. This is the heart of the ummah right now. Our own mothers and children are being slaughtered. It's now for the ummah to wake up. To wake up. Those children aren't sleeping. And the ummah is still missing the fajr salah right now. When the blood is actually oozing from the bodies of masoom children. Where we can say with confidence, my dear brothers, right now we have the water available. We have the electricity available. There we can say with confidence, that right now the fathers of that ummah of that part of the world are making wudu in the blood of their babies. There's no water right now. How are they going to make wudu? We all came, alhamdulillah, perform coming for Jumu'ah Salah, we had ghusl, we made wudu. And the aircon and the fans are on. And as they say that you may drop our minarets, you may drop our minarets, but every single believer here will become a minaret. Every single believer will become a minaret where you call, where you will hear the call of La ilaha illallah. Drop the masajid. But every one of them says we have become minarets. And we still call the name of Allah. If we cannot now come to the masjid and take our time and fajr salah and make a silent dua to Allah, then it shows that are we part of the ummah or not? Or have we been amputated that we don't feel the pain right now? Just feeling the pain and marching and protesting, this is not the sunnah of Allah. If it was the sunnah of Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have taken sahaba ikram out of Medina Munawwara, that now protest and march and call out. It was a dua between the adhan and iqama of every salah. Adhan is given, iqamat between the two times, Allah's treasures are open right now. Take the help of Allah right now. After every salah and dua is guaranteed acceptance. After every salah, take out the time. Ulama explain, as soon as the farz is over, immediately read the sunnats. Read the sunnah. What is the sunnah? What is the nafil? Today on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah give us the tawfiq hidayat. Once the imam makes salam, we don't leave the masjid. They don't have masjid being bombed right now. We still have our masjid. We are the ones that are bombing our own masjids. We're not making the masjid abad. We're not taking our time to make dua and cry to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. After every first salah and dua is guaranteed acceptance. To raise our hands. If the head is paining, whole body is in pain. If any part of the body is in pain, a person is restless. He is restless. We are not cut off from that part of the ummah. Whatever we will do will have an adverse effect or positive effect on the part of the ummah. They need us right now. The leaders right now, you might think, if I make dua, how is it going to help them? If I think of sadaqah, how is it going to help them? If I stop my sins and my entertainment and my evil habits, how is it going to help them? A person has a pain in his toe. He takes one panado. The pain is at the bottom of his body. Where is he taking the tablet? In his mouth, the effect is on the toe. The pain is numbed. Where the tablet is going to the belly. We are that part of the ummah. We are so far. But the du'as, there is no boundaries for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. There is no boundaries for Allah. We know in our country, there's snow on the bergs. We're feeling cold in Durban. The snow is there, we're feeling cold here. We will make dua over here. We'll make dua over here. We'll take a sadaqah over here. We'll attend the programs of ulama-i-kiram. Take our time in the dead of the night to raise our hands. Come early to the masjid. Fill the masajid. And those battle forces know, the kuffar know, when the ummah will fill the masajid, then our time is up. Then our time is up. When the ummah will come for every salah as they come for salatul jumu'ah, then the help of Allah will come with the ummah. Then the help of Allah will come with the ummah. In the battle of Khandaq, understand what salah is. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at the time when we need Allah the most, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman. This amanu is a royal address to the believers, a royal address. Usually we'll find some tender came out, was a construction. Person lies in IT, he only will look at that advert, I mean IT. Something comes up for IT, from government, wherever it may be. Person in construction, only will look at the advert, is that my department? You should not be reading Quran or hearing, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, but doesn't apply to me. That is my department. Is Allah's royal address to me. O people of Iman, ista'inu billah. Take assistance from Allah through salah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Take assistance from Allah through sabr and salah. Be patient. You'll find after salatul jumu'ah to read the 4 rakats, then 2 rakats, sunnah, then 2 rakats, nafil. We need the patience right now to hold. If I can't hold myself back to leave the masjid, how am I going to get the help of Allah? How am I going to direct the help of Allah to the part of the ummah in Gaza right now? If I can't hold myself back, as-sabr wal-ita'a, the 3 types of patience. One is patience upon the obedience of Allah. Person has to be a pahlwan, he needs to be a strong man to be patient right now, not run out of the masjid. Not run out of the masjid. He has to be a strong man of iman. That everything is calling me out, but Ya Allah, I will complete my salah completely today on the day of Jumu'ah. Then the asr, like Jumu'ah also is fard. And the maghrib, and the isha, and the fajr salah. As-sabr ala al-ita'ah. Then as-sabr ala al-musiba, 2nd type of sabr. To have patience upon some calamity. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And here, we're finding so many reports coming. So many shuhada, so many shuhada, so many shuhada. You won't say dead. The shuhada are not dead. But ahyaun, Allah says, they are alive by me. Yurzaqun, Allah is giving them sustenance. They will use his words. So many killed, you see so many martyrs. They will see so many hostages, you will see prisoners of war. They're not hostages. In Sharia, these are prisoners of war that we have taken. We'll use the words that come in the hadith, the riwayat. You will use the media. Now the time for us to go to Quran Sharif and understand the system of Allah. What is the system of Allah? We know the secular system, the system of war right now. Ya Allah, what is your system? Allah's system will always prevail. For the ummah now, more than ever before, if you know what's going to happen, go back to Quran Sharif. Go back to Quran Sharif. What Allah wants from us, what Allah will do with them. We'll have the mizaj and the temperament of the people of batil and falsehood. How their minds operate? And mizaj of Ahle Haqq, the people of Haqq, how will they react? We have to go back to Quran to understand, Ya Allah, what do you want from us to draw your help and assistance right now? Allah uses the example of Fir'aun in Quran. Fir'aun. Fir'aun niyat, this temperament, mizaj, thinking, way, style of Fir'aun will prevail till Qiyamah. لِكُلِّ فِرْعَوْنِ مُوسَى For every Fir'aun, there will be a Musa. That will challenge Fir'aun. And we can see right now, where's the Fir'aun of the world? فَرَاعِنَا the different Fir'auns, they're all ganging up against the Ummah. And where's the Musa right now? Fir'aun, when it came to Musa alayhi salatu was salam, his media tool was also working that time. The people of Egypt, look at the rivers that are flowing by my command under me. I have this and I have that. I give life, I give death. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had Namrud. Ana uhi wa umit. O Ibrahim, I give life, I give death. What can your Rabb do? What can your Rabb do? How I give life and death, you call two slaves. You killed one. You say, I killed him, I give him death. I freed one, I am also a Rabb. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, simple reply. Inna Allah yati bi shamsi min al mashriq. My Allah is the one that causes the sun to come out in the east and makes it set in the west. فَبُوْهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ They said, you also bring it from the east. Oh, Namrud, bring the sun also from the east. The one that was a kafir, he had no reply. He didn't challenge him. He spoke about Allah. He went back to Allah. When he came to Fir'aun, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُوا رَبَّهُ Fir'aun said to his people around him, his ministers, minister of defense, minister of this and minister of that, ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى That now, I'll use my veto powers. I'll use my veto power. And I wish to kill Musa. أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُوا رَبَّهُ He knew. Let him call his Rabb. This is the media. Let them call. Let them do this. Let them do that. Let them march. وَلْيَدْعُوا رَبَّهُ What he told them, إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ The perpetrator acting victim. Perpetrator acting victim. إِنِّي أَخَافُ I fear that he will change your religion. He will change your religion. He will take away your freedom, your democracy. You'll have a tough life. They believed it. أَوْ أَن يُظْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ Oh, he will create mischief on the earth. Oh, he will create mischief. They will come with a barbaric, na'uzu billah, shariat. They'll create mischief. They'll cut your hands. And the zani, and the adulterer, you will put him to death. Barbaric, na'uzu billah. This is Musa alayhi salam and the sharia will do to you. Musa alayhi salatu some reaction. What is our reaction? This was a threat out there. Musa alayhi salatu salam replied, وَقَالَ مُوسَى إِنِّي عُذْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ I seek refuge in my Rabb and your Rabb. Apne kaam karte raho. We carry on doing our work. Our place of the rahmat of Allah is the masjid. The power, the might, the strength of the believer, the believers is in the house of Allah. The power of the masturat and the believing women is within their homes. That is where the power and strength is. Not on the streets. Not on the streets marching and protesting. The power of a woman is at home. When she will go to the musalla and a two-year-old child will be next to her. A two-year-old girl and boy, she got a little musalla for them. And she's wearing her burqi, he's wearing his small topi. His mother goes into ruku, he goes halfway. Mother goes into sajda, he too goes down. And he's also making subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah loves it. Allah loves it. She's going to take that two-year-old child on the street. What is he going to chant? In the house, he's making durood sharif. He's opening the bansura, he's opening the green kitab, and he's reading the small girl. She saw the mother, she is doing it, Allah's rahmat is coming down. The power of the masturat of the ummat is in the woman being at home and making the dua. She's holding herself back from going out of the house, Allah's help is of the ummat. The man is in the house of Allah making dua. The children are going to maktab and madrasa. They are learning the work at home, Allah's help is coming down. Allah will never destroy that nation. Allah will test. Allah will test, but Allah will never destroy. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I seek refuge in my Rabb and your Rabb. From every proud person who has no iman on the day of hisab kitab, accountability. Your hisab will be taken. Your hisab, now we are counting the amount of matters on the day of qiyamah, you will have to pay for it. Now is the time for the ummah to come back to Quran and understand what the ummah has to do right now to draw the rahmat of Allah. One is salah and then sabr. Let me go back to the masajid. Now is the time, my dear brothers, from this Jumu'ah to next Jumu'ah. Make this pact with Allah. We're waiting for the people, different rulers of the world, to make some agreements, to sign some agreements. We sign our agreement with Allah. Yet, Allah, from this Jumu'ah to next Jumu'ah, not one salah will miss in the masjid. For the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will do it. I will break my nafs, I will break my sleep. As I mentioned, those fathers and those mothers at the time of Fajr Salah, they cannot sleep. They don't know. Hearing reports with the masturat, the women over there, are donning the hijab at night, putting the children in one room and giving them wasiyat. If we have to go, we all go together. No survivors. Tell our children at home, tomorrow we are going for Fajr Salah all together. We will go, we will make dua for the ummah. Sabr and salah, patience. One is patience upon musibah, calamity. Patience upon the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And patience upon not breaking the command of Allah. One is I will fulfill the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then give up one sin for the weak, my dear brothers. The cry is right now for the ummah. The dua of Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Allahumma akhrijil yahudiyyata wal nasraniyata min qulubil muslimin. Oh Allah, remove the love of the Jews and the way and the lifestyle and the Christians from the heart of the Muslims. Allah, take it down from the hearts of the Muslims. And they love their dressing, they love their hairstyle, they love their garb. They love their going out. Allah, take it out from the hearts of the Muslims. The Muslim ummah love the masjid, where the rahmat of Allah is. We cannot curb our eating now for 1 week and stop going out, eat at home, simple, cut the food a little bit. With the cry of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when are we going to do it for the ummah? The test is on right now of iman. For now, 1 week at least, tell our youth, ourselves, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what I love my evil habits the most, give it up for Allah. The cry right now to the ummah, for the youth. Look at the Yahudi Nasrani right now. We don't need the hairstyles. We need the hisal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go and cut away hair. Every strand that you will give up, or that makruh haram hairstyle, every strand, Allah's rahmat and mercy, one baby can be saved with the rahmat of Allah. One baby can be saved with the rahmat of Allah. Tell our young daughters, cover your hair for the sake of Allah. Come upon the sunnah. Then we see the help of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu coming. Sabr. Be patient upon the command of Allah. Be involved in riba, my dear brothers. Just get out of it. Interest is killing the ummah right now. Every week we're hearing insurance policy, life policy. Millions paid out haram. One dirham, one silver coin of riba, haram interest. Is I'm making zina, incest, zina, adultery, one's mother 36 times. The person says, give me 6 months. 6 months to make zina with your mother. Today make tawbah. Allah, I don't need it. I don't need the filthy banks of the Yahudi. If you have to use it, they say, use it like a toilet. I can't use it for necessity. I don't need anything else from it. I don't need anything else for it. If we are renovating the house, there's no kitchen right now. We don't say set up kitchen in the toilet. Do it outside. Make some plan. And dire straits. I don't go to the bank. I don't go to the toilet. We use it out of necessity. The riba, the haram, the extravagance. And then we'll see the help of Allah. How the help of Allah will come. Our minds don't work right now. How the help of Allah will come, because we have not read Quran. Read Quran Sharif. And then you will see. انتهت قصة فرعون بالماء. Ulama say that the story of Fir'aun ended with drowning in the Red Sea. Water, Allah used the water to drown him. The story of Namrud, who was the king of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, Allah ended his story with Ba'uda, with a mosquito that came into his head. It was the cause of his death. Abraha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a forceful army, with elephants came marching to Kaabatullah. وَرَسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. Allah sent little birds, with cut missiles in the beaks. Destroy him. When he came to Qarun, who was a cousin of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, had pride over his wealth. فَقَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah opened the earth and sunk him inside. Allah is the simplest of things. The end will come. Learn the sunnah of Allah. How Allah will use His armies. Different battles. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, نُسِرْتُ بِالصَّبَى أُهْلِكَ عَاد بِالدَّبُورِ. Allah helped me in the battle of a Khandaq with the easterly wind. Allah sent the easterly wind. The battle of a Khandaq, 450 Hijri. The Sahaba Ikram had no water, they had no food, they had no clothing. It was winter time, Madina Munawwara. There was no marching and protesting. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, sabr, sabr, Allahumma la aisha illa aishu al-akhirah. They were digging the trench, they had no strength, they couldn't break the rocks. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would tell them, that, oh Allah, there is no life besides the life of akhirat. Faghfir al-ansar wal-muhajir. Allah, forgive the ansar, forgive the muhajirin. Look at the sabr they are making. And the dua, upon dua, upon dua, Allah sent the easterly wind. Nusirtu bis saba. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, I have been helped with the easterly wind. And Ad, Qawmi Ad, was powerful nation. Sophisticated, so to say, like the armies we have today. Unfortunately, we hear the all the media, the Iron Dome. As if now nothing can break through it. We believe it like wahi. 360,000 troops, we finished. Read Quran Sharif. Sahaba Ikram, he say, هُنَالِكَ تُولِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Surah Al-Ahzab. The Confederates, the Kuffar all ganged up together against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Quran says that هُنَالِكَ تُولِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ The believers were shaken. They were tested. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا And they were shaken up severely. And then all came against them. Banu Qurayza was under the pact of the Muslims that time. We will not fight you. But they were incited, they were enticed. They also came against the Muslims. From within the camp also. They came against the Muslims. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam engages in dua, and dua. Understand the value of salah when the ummah is being tested. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam missed a few salah because of the enemy right in front of him. He was so upset. He was so upset that he missed salah because they were engaging, they were about to engage. He lifted his hands and made dua. ملأ الله قبورهم وبيوتهم نارا شغلون عن الصلاة حتى غربت الشمس. May Allah fill their covers, may Allah fill their homes with fire. They made us miss our salah. They made us miss our salah. Allah, this is rahmatul alameen making dua. Allah fill their homes and their covers with fire. They made us miss salah. How can a person go to the street and miss one salah and is protesting? We need the rahmat of Allah, the help of Allah is in the masjid. The power of the woman in the home, the power of the man in the masjid, the power of the children in Quran, in maktab, in madrasa. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu uzkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O people of Iman, remember the ni'mat of Allah. Idh ja'atkum junudun. When the armies marched against you. When they came against you. Quran says, how they will fight? Mi wara'i judur. They will fight you from behind the walls. They have iron walls, they have barbed wire, they have fences. بَأْسُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ They'll be severe in warfare. تَحْسَدُهُمْ جَمِيعًا But you think they are together? But their hearts are scattered. They were infighting. Quran speaks about it. مَانِعَتُمْ حُسُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ Allah says they think that the security systems will prevent them from Allah. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ وَلَمْ يَحْتَسِبُ Allah came to them from such a place where they never thought about. وَقَذَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ Allah Ta'ala stuck terror into their hearts. Surah Ahzab Allah says that the enemies came against you. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلِيمُ رِيحًا وَجُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا Allah said that we sent against them رِيحًا the wind. Allah sent the wind. Allah sent the wind. وَجُنُودًا and armies which you never seen before. Allah will send the malaika. But when it will come, the ummah will come back to the house of Allah. And they will make the dua. And to reiterate, my dear brothers, as we mentioned, those brothers today, they're being restricted from going to our third haram. They're being restrictions right now. How are they going to perform their Jumu'ah Salah, as we mentioned, the blood, making wuzu in the blood of the children. Today they're in the house of Allah, sitting comfortably. Allah give us the hidayah and tawfiq to practice patience upon the commands of Allah, put our dressing right, put our business dealings right. For this 1 week, my dear brothers, no Salah Qaza, no Sunnah. As those people right now are running for their lives, but they're still performing their salah, after Salatul Jumu'ah, let us take our time, not run away from the masjid. We will sit in the masjid, perform our sunnats, read our nawafil, make a dua for the ummah, may Allah protect the ummah. When Allah wants to change hearts, Allah can change the hearts. Allah can change their hearts. He can change the hearts of the Muslim rulers also of the world. You have to make dua for the hidayat. Whether it be Al-Hijaz, whether it be Turkey, make dua for, Ya Allah, change their hearts, give them hidayat, that they wake up in the morning, their hearts have been changed. Ya Allah, make them the custodians of all three harams. Ya Allah, give it to the ummah. That the ummah now, remember my dear brothers, the cry right now, this whole rising right now is just not for land. The reason the mujahideen are giving is because the third haram has been now just the effort to Judaize it, to make it Jewish. The haram belongs to the Muslim ummah. We cannot see it happening anymore. When you were there recently, they're coming into the haram area with singing and music. How can a Muslim tolerate this? How can we bring music in our masajid also on the cell phones? And all the movies and all the haram, we are doing it, is affecting that haram over there. That is the thermometer of the ummah. Therefore they have risen, but the whole cry, the whole crux of it is, the deen of Allah has to prevail in the world. We will lose people, but Ya Allah, your deen has to prevail. Your deen has to prevail. And our haram has to be open to the ummah. Conclude on this one point. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has demarcated for the ummah the mawaqit, the places of miqat, where we should tie ihram before we go to Makkah al-Mukarramah. For the people of Palestine, for them the cut-off point is Dhul Hulayfa Madinatul Munawwara, if they're coming from that way. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hasn't given specific virtue. We tie ihram from Dhul Hulayfa, Yalamlam, Uqarnu Manazil, Ji'aran. There's no specific reward. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Oh my ummah, if you tie ihram from Aqsa, go beyond the miqat. Tie ihram from there and come to Baytullah, your past and future sins are forgiven. For you is Jannah. The forces know that if the ummah has to come back to Al-Aqsa and the doors have to open for the ummah, then we can imagine the buses from Turkey and the Arab nations that will come. Right now they are banned. If the haram will open for us, the entire ummah will go there and there will be 24-7, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, we're tying ihram. Who's going to stop the ummah then? Which force in the world will stop the ummah? That is the fear right now. This is dua we should be, Ya Allah, give us back our haram, and these are the army Allah is using right now. Allah, keep them upon the haqq and change the condition of the ummah, and Allah Ta'ala bring us back to the masjid. Our sunnat namaz, our sunnat salah will cause an effect there right now. Our nafil will cause an effect right now. We take vitamins and take tablets, we feel the boost. Read our nafils today. Read our asar wa jama'at. The next week, no qaza namaz. We see the effect in that part of the world. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah.